Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The information superhighways are out to censor, frankly, to shut down any Christian, conservative, pro-family message or organization. We're going to be talking about this threat to freedom of speech on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, Matt, following the tragedy in Charlottesville and the violence and hatred that was displayed there, the Southern Poverty Law Center was quoted, or at least cited, I should say, in many newspapers across the country, and they had this so-called list of fake hate groups. Real hate groups, like the KKK and Nazis and white supremacists, but sprinkled in there were organizations like the Family Research Council, the American Family Association, Alliance Defending Freedom, Liberty Counsel, and others that are peaceful, nonviolent, pro-family Christian organizations with good people and are as far away from these hate organizations as you could possibly be on the spectrum. Well, as a result of that fake news, some of these organizations said that they were going to start removing individuals or people from YouTube, which is owned by Google, and that Google and others were going to be partnering with these different organizations to literally start censoring information from these information superhighways. This is a real serious threat to free speech. This is an attempt not to just silence you, but to literally punish you because of your viewpoint. And this is completely as un-American as possible.
Yeah, and YouTube is among them, Google, Facebook, you know, all of them, Twitter. Listen, we can understand they're going after ISIS and the propaganda and shutting down ISIS when they're trying to spur on terrorist attacks. I can even understand them going after these neo-Nazi groups that are calling for violence and bona fide hate. But what we see happening from the left here with the Southern Poverty Law Center and other groups partnering with Facebook, YouTube, they're now using that tragedy in Charlottesville, politicizing it in order to go after mainstream Christian and conservative organizations. For instance, my friend, Dr. Michael Brown, they are demonizing his site on YouTube. Many, many positive interviews, and he gives highlights from his radio program and so forth. Well, they've gone through and pretty much demonized as hate speech, and it's been flagged as hate speech, and it's a concerted effort. He said he sat there and watched as the numbers ticked up. So I don't know if they're using bots or whatever to go in, and leftists are tagging all of these conservative and Christian groups as hate groups to try to get them removed. And doesn't it just go to what we've always talked about, Matt? They can't win arguments on the merits, so they have to silence all dissent. This is Orwellian. And they are a monopoly. So there has to be some kind of recourse here because they are in control, the left right now, unfortunately, of the information highway. And they're using their monopoly status in order to go in and discriminate against conservatives and Christians.
You know, I was talking to the president of Prager University recently, and the same thing is happening to Prager University. They have a lot of short videos that are animated on a wide variety of topics. Most of their Israel videos have been censored, and they fall in the category of, they say, pornography, which they're not pornographic, hate,
no way,
or violent. They're none of those. In fact, even one of them with Alan Dershowitz, the liberal Harvard professor who's Jewish, who's retired from Harvard University School of Law, one of those that he was in was censored until he complained, and finally they uncensored it. You know, one of the things, I've always been a fan of the open internet, and I'm not a fan at all of regulation, government regulation. It can get out of control. But it seems as though whenever you have a super information highway and it becomes monopolized, as it is in some of these different forms of media or internet programs or entities, it becomes like the telephone and it becomes like the TV. And you have the FCC that has regulated telephones, radio, TV, certain kinds of rules that have been implied or imposed because of that. And again, I'm not a fan of regulation, but I'm wondering now whether or not we ought to start looking at some of these huge super information highway machines that are literally shutting down civil discourse simply because they disagree. Not discourse that is violent, that's a whole different thing. A discourse that advocates violence, that's a whole different thing. But I'm talking about civil organizations that are peaceful, nonviolent. It may be time to have a serious discussion. If these entities cannot be responsible for allowing a free flow of information, then we may need to look to another alternative.
You know, it's very obvious. I mean, the media is no longer for sharing information. Journalists are no longer for sharing the news, but they have their own political agenda. And it just seems like the left, which continually screams tolerance, is the most intolerant of anyone.
And I'm not talking about individuals being censored or regulated, but I'm talking about the super information channels being subject to some kind of fair regulation that does not allow them, by a flip of the switch, without any due process, to just simply shut you down by a flip of the switch because they don't like you. For example, PayPal just completely shut off your opportunity to use PayPal, or YouTube. I know the NARTH, the former NARTH organization, which is called the Alliance and has a long name now, they had a testimony. They have many videos with regards to their specialist doctors, psychologists, PhDs, MDs. One of the videos was about one of the counselors who was gay and ultimately through Jesus Christ, gave his life to Jesus Christ and is no longer actively participating in the gay lifestyle. As a result of that one video, among hundreds of videos, they literally shut down the entire system without any notice whatsoever. Matt, this is becoming, I think, a real threat to freedom when we engage in these kinds of antics. If the political right or Christian organizations controlled those media sources and did the same thing to leftist dissent, there would be an outrage.
They'd be screaming.
If the telephone companies said you can't get cell service on your smartphone anymore because you're a hate organization, there would be some backlash because of that and regulation. If they said we can't give you cable television because we now have put you on a hate list just because you're conservative, pro-family, pro-life, then there would be recourse to that. What we need is begin to have a discussion. What do we do? And there's different alternatives that we can file against these super information highway channels.
Absolutely. And the left has set up in a vacuum here, of course. The Southern Poverty Law Center goes in and arbitrarily labels mainstream groups and disingenuously, falsely, and in a defamatory way, Christian organizations, conservative organizations, because they disagree with them ideologically, call them hate groups. So then Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and social media outlets go in, latch onto that, and engage in discrimination. I'm reminded of the recent free speech rally in Boston. There's an image of these Antifa leftist agitators, these violent communist agitators who came out in droves in the thousands, holding up a sign that says free speech, a big sign that says free speech, and they're burning it. Isn't that a metaphor for what we're seeing happening here? The left is against free speech.
Sounds like the end times is coming quicker and quicker where we can't buy or sell, right?
Well, you know, that's exactly what they want to do, whether it's the baker or the florist or the wedding chapel. And now, you know, the counselors or the people seeking counsel, they literally want to shut you down.
Right.
Persona non grata, like you just simply don't exist. You know, I remember that this happened throughout history. So this is nothing new. When governmental power or people in power ultimately want to crush a segment of society by delegitimizing them, shutting them down, punishing them, and then even worse. You know, when people have been falsely labeled like this, dangerous things have happened. We know that with the Family Research Council. We need to stop the hate mongering and the rhetoric just to promote particular political agendas. We need to have civic dialogue in this country, and we need to look at solutions when these kinds of situations try to literally silence people of faith. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. You can order our book regarding the Southern Poverty Law Center right there on our online store.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.